2008, Andrea Mills lost her sister Brooke to cancer. Brooke had cut off contact with her family because of different beliefs, but she and Andrea reunited once she became ill. Andrea sits down with StoryCorps facilitator Vera Carruthers to discuss her sister's last days and how those last days have impacted her life.
So can you tell me about your sister's death and the understanding that it brought?
Mm-hmm. At the ripe old age of 19, my sister had dropped out of college and decided that she would join Scientology. Of course, she'd behaved just like Scientologists behaved, completely disassociated with our family and my mom and dad, and of course it was heartbreaking. A mole had metastasized on her arm. It was melanoma, and it metastasized to her brain, and so she came down with a pretty bad bout with cancer. Mm. She had a major brain surgery, had a huge mass removed from her brain, and at the same time became closer to the family. She called me and said, "It's time for you to come." So I flew out to California. I went in immediately, saw my sister. She was a mess.
Now, when you left, did you know that this was going to be the last time you would see?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I wanted to be there for the rest of her life. And she knew that. But she also told me earlier, "I don't want you there. I don't want you to see it. I don't want you to see me like that. I don't want you to have to go through it." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, I want to be there." At one point in time, the head nurse said to me, "Your sister is struggling breathing. There is a drug that she can take, but her religion forbids her to take this drug." I said, "Well, I have power of attorney, so I say she takes it." And she said, "Unfortunately, as long as she's able to communicate and is really in her right mind, she takes precedence, and she has said no." So I went in. This is the hard part.
Take your time.
And I held her hand. And I looked at her, and I said, "Brooke." And she looked at me. I said, "There's a drug that I want you to take." And she just stared at me. I said, "Brooke, it's going to help you breathe." I said, "I know it's an antipsychotic drug, but you are dying." She looked at me, and her eyes were so dark. Beautiful topaz eyes, but they were black. And the RN came in behind me, and she put her hand on my sister's arm, and she said, "Brooke, it will help you to breathe." And Brooke kept looking at me, and then she pointed to me. And the nurse said, "You want us to do what your sister said?" And my sister nodded one time. Brooke whispered to the nurse, "No PRN. No pro re nata, which is, I don't want to request it. Give it to me automatically." And they started her on the dosage of this breathing medicine that helped ease her out. The next morning, she was really struggling and barely with us. My husband was sitting there next to us as well. And finally, the nurse had come in, and I left the room to talk to the nurse and consult with the nurse. And I said, "How much longer is she going to make it?" All of a sudden, Keith, my husband, said, "Andrea?" And I came dashing back in the room, and I looked at him, and he said, "I think she's gone." And I said, "She won. She told me she didn't want me there." I was very happy for her and not surprised what a will she had. It was probably about 5 years later that it suddenly dawned on me. She did not agree to that drug for her. For her comfort, to end her suffering. It was for mine. She didn't want me suffering, and she was willing to go against her religion for me, for her little sister. And I just am grateful because there is clearly a God.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, storycorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.